This is Dakota Datebook for March 31st. On this date in 1931, 23-year-old Gordon Bjornson pleaded guilty to kidnapping and extorting O.A. Leach. On May 20th, 1930, Bjornson approached Leach and his wife at their house with a gun. Leach was the manager of Citizens National Bank in Wahpeton. Bjornson made Leach and his wife get into their car and drive outside of town. Bjornson demanded that Leach pay him $45,000 or he would kidnap his wife. Leach offered Bjornson $25,000. The next day, Leach drove to Minneapolis and withdrew $25,000 in $20 bills. Leach then drove to the outskirts of Fargo and dropped off the money at an agreed-upon spot. Bjornson deposited the money into a bank in the Twin Cities. He used it to pay off the mortgage on his parents' farm and bought them a home in town. He also bought a car for his parents and a car and airplane for himself. Bjornson told family and friends that he got the money from a gold mine. Leach did not tell anyone what happened until a bank audit disclosed the $25,000 withdrawal from his personal account. That prompted an investigation into Bjornson, which began on March 13th. Bjornson promptly disappeared. A death threat was tied to a piece of coal and tossed through a window of Leach's home. On March 25th, Bjornson turned himself into police in Minneapolis and confessed. He had spent the previous weeks in Texas and Mexico. He had told a friend that he had girl trouble and needed to get out of town for a while. His friend accompanied Bjornson on the trip, not knowing that Bjornson was on the run from the law. Bjornson lost $9,000 gambling in Juarez. The day after pleading guilty, Bjornson was sentenced to 5 years in jail for extortion, the maximum sentence. Bjornson was not charged with kidnapping, part of a deal to plead guilty and pay Leach $10,000. Leach was given the airplane and car that Bjornson purchased. Leach refused to take the car, home, and a fur coat that Bjornson had purchased for his parents. Bjornson was paroled in 1933 and pardoned in 1935. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Trista Razor Stursa. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.